Okay, this is Evan speaking, and because this is for sort of reporting and making a record of what this group is doing as in the tabular format as we were talking about earlier, so I will briefly chair this part of the meeting or moderate this part of the meeting because our goal right now is to try and get, at least on a regional basis if possible, your feelings about a number of questions that we've come up with. Obviously, you didn't have access to the questions while you were talking, but I'm hoping we can try and get some kind of a consensus feel. So what we've come up is a series of questions. I believe we have six of them. And so for each of them, I'm trying to get some kind of a value between, say, 1 and 5, where 1 is none at all and 5 is completely. And to try and get on a region-by-region basis, what your best guess is at how your region treats each of these issues. So I'll ask the questions first, and so I will go in order of first Latin America, then North America, then Asia Pacific, then Africa, then Europe. Those are the 5 ICANN regions. And so to the best of your ability, I would ask for somebody from each of those regions to try and give a value of 1 to 5. We are not being exact here. We're simply trying to get some kind of an idea that we can present to the rest of the community on how we see these issues. So without more delay, I will get to the specific questions, and then we will call on each region one by one to try and give your best approximation of this. As I said, 1 being not at all, and 5 being completely. So the first question is, do the governments in your region include outside groups, include outside stakeholders in identifying issues and having conversations about them? And I'm being distinct about this in going along with what Sergio said, because having the conversation is not the same thing as making decisions. That's the next question. So the first question is, do governments in your region include outside participants in identifying issues and creating dialogue about internet governance issues? We're not limiting this to ICANN. This is in general about internet governance. Okay, so can somebody speak for Latin America, Caribbean, or at least try and give an approximation? Again, 1 being nothing, 5 being completely. Alberto?
Alberto speaking. Can I say a few words before giving the number?
For the sake of brevity, unless there's a real difficulty with doing the number, I'm going to try and get through this quickly by just asking for the numbers, unless there's a real reason to express.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Alberto, I don't know if you heard me, what I was saying. This is Evan. And just saying, if you need to give an explanation, please do. But in the interests of keeping this brief and fast moving, I'm trying to emphasize on getting the number values as opposed to a textual explanation. Thank you.
Carlos Aguirre said that in Argentina we are only now starting, so if we were to give a value, it would be rather reckless. However, I would give a 3. Carlos is speaking. Sorry. Sergio speaking. Sergio is, the opinion is not on the country, but on the region. Alberto speaking, I apologize. I thought it was on a country basis. So a 2 would be okay.
Okay, Alberto Soto.
Alberto Soto speaking, so we've reached a consensus. The value is 2. Another speaker, Eric. a question on methodology. You should ask all the delegates and draw an average. Who can give a value for the region? Because what Alberto is saying is does not make much sense, or might not make much sense to Alberto. I want to see how the value is going to be reached. So, I mean, we could have different opinions. So I request assistance on the methodology.
It is an understatement. This is Evan speaking. I believe it is an understatement to say that this is not very scientific here. What we are just trying to do is, for the sense of brevity and trying to come up with something, is to get a feel, a sense. It's not going to be exact. There's not every country in your region that is represented here. We know that this is the case. Based on the expertise and the experiences of the people in the room, to try and get a sense. If there is a wild variation, that in some countries it's a 4 or 5 and in some it's a 1, well, we're trying to get an average of that. So if there's disagreement, then we'll come up with something. But again, this is not incredibly scientific. We're just trying to find from the people in the room what the sense of this is. We know this is not going to be exact. Robert.
If we meet by Rallo with all the questions, be able to answer it.
Sorry. Robert was asking, is it possible to meet again by to ask the questions and then break up again and then answer the questions that way? Leon, Adam, what do you think?
Okay, well, that was kind of the original intent, to break into regional tables. The thing is that we didn't have the question sets ready, so if you're okay with that, I would suggest that we break into regions, answer the set of questions specifically, and then come back with the numbers to Evan.
Okay. Excellent. So what we'll do is I will read the questions out. We'll take a few minutes, convene within your regions, and try and come up between you with a number that, as best as possible, represents what you think the region is. Okay, so I will read the questions. Please make a note of them, and then when you go into your groups, we'll try and get your best idea of what your region, of how it rates with this. So the first question is, do governments include outside groups in identifying issues and having discussions? Or conversations. The second question is the same thing except it's decision-making. Do governments include outside groups in their decision-making processes? And this is all, of course, in regarding internet governance. So the third and fourth questions are the same things, but instead of governments, we're asking you about the operation of your CCTLDs in your countries and the RIRs in your region. So for Latin America, that would be LACNIC, as well as the CCTLDs in your region. So again, the same two questions. Do they involve outside groups in having conversations and asking advice? And the second question is, the fourth question is, do they involve them in their decision-making processes?
Sorry, Ivan. Two questions involve CCTLDs and RIRs.
The first two are about governments. The second two are the same questions, but about CCTLDs and RIRs. Okay.
Just a short question on that, Evan. Decision-making processes influencing, do you mean that they have a vote, or do you mean that they're seriously listened to?
My preference was not to be very specific about that in saying there's essentially two things. It's one thing to bring to people to have a conversation and then ignore them. The second question deals with, are those opinions actually taken into account when the decisions are made? Whether that's a specific vote or a different process, I did not want to be too detailed about that. Alejandro.
Evan, Alejandro Pisanti speaking. That's why you have a scale here. It's a Likert scale. So 0 is nothing's happening. 5 is full involvement. 3 is, you know, something in the middle.
Eduardo?
This is Eduardo. When you said about the decision part, that you said that you take the opinions into account for the decision, I thought we were looking into if the people that participated in the conversation had a saying in the decision, as you know, in making the decision, not in taking somebody else take the opinion of that people, of those that participated.
The answer to that is, because this will differ so much from country to country and region to region, I wanted to keep the question open and saying, are outside groups, are they influential in actually how the outcomes happen? It's one thing to have a conversation and say, we will invite people and we will make a table and you can talk. It's a separate question as, do we take the results of what happens at that table and actually have it affect the outcome? I guess I deliberately did not want to be too specific, because the process itself will change from region to region and even country to country. Okay. The last questions have to do with the segregation of stakeholder groups. So as you saw at Net Mondial, there were a number of different microphones. There was one for academia, one for technical, one for government, one for civil society, etc. And in ICANN, you have the various constituencies, so everything is very neatly arranged. So you have your constituency, you have your group with which you're identified. So the last questions are, in your region, is the usefulness of multi-stakeholder activity, does it happen in your region where this segregation happens? So is it very heavily segregated that when you make an approach to inform policy, are you immediately identified, well, your business, your civil society, your academia, or so on, or do they not make a distinction? Is there no distinction? I'm thinking specifically of the difference, for instance, between the ICANN model, where everything is heavily segmented, and the IETF model, which is far less segmented. So the question is, Does the segregation happen in your region? Is it widely happen? When people make representation on internet governance, are you segmented because, well, you're making this opinion from business, you're making this suggestion from civil society, from academia? Does the decision making process segment this very, very distinctly? And right now, I think we can limit it to those questions. I mean, obviously, we could have more questions. We could do more detail. Obviously, this has been done in a short amount of time. The answers will come in a very short amount of time. So we're literally just trying to do a snapshot of the room and to get an idea of how things are. Obviously, in many regions, you're going to have many countries in your region. There's only going to be a few of you. So based on your own experience, based on your own recollection, try and come up with your approximation of how things are within your region. So, Leon, I guess we'll take a few minutes now. Consult with the other people within your region. As Alejandro said, this is Likert scale, so we'll go, I was saying 1 to 5, 0 to 5, whatever. If you want to say very little, it's a low number. If it's complete, it's a high number. If you have questions during the deliberation, we'll be still here at the table, so please come up and ask. And so how much time do we get?
That's the point. We're already out of schedule. We're supposed to be having a break right now, so we have very little time. I would ask to literally take 3 or 5 minutes at the most and come back with the numbers so we can just adjust the schedule and take the break we're supposed to have from 10:30 to 11. So please, let's take 3 minutes to answer these questions in groups and then come back. hot water.
Okay, the two groups from the Americas have already come up with their answers. Do the rest of you need much more time? You need, okay. You need some more time? How are you close? Please try and do this within the next few minutes. So
we are ready.
North American and Latin America. Everybody else?
So we leave for the general break, come back at 10 past 11 and go on with the session.
Okay, let's do that. Let's go to the break and come back at 11:10 here.
So if you finish quick, you have a longer break.
Exactly. If you finish quick, you have a longer break. Lagrado has already finished, so we have a longer break.